Time to head up to Sydney now and have a chat to Lizzie Jelf. So I've been enjoying these Thursday morning chats with Lizzie to get the early word on the major days of the Sydney Autumn Carnival. And day two of the championships is absolutely mouthwatering. Lizzie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. Yes, it is absolutely mouthwatering. Good week of weather, very warm conditions here in Sydney. So I think we are heading towards getting on a good deck, which will be exciting as well for pretty much the entire field apart from a day.
Well, it's intriguing, isn't it, where the biggest chances in the biggest race would all probably prefer wet conditions, yet you'd have to expect we'll be on a good four, won't we?
Oh, you'd like to think so. I would be disappointed if we weren't on a good four, considering the weather that we've had in Sydney. And I know that, you know, we are in autumn and it is, you know, we have had, you know, an unusual amount of rain over the last few months. But because we were on a soft six last week, it's coming up a soft five today. Well, that's what the official reading was today still. But the weather has just been fantastic. We've had sort of, you know, 29 degrees for a couple of days. So hopefully we'll get to a good four, and that gives most horses every opportunity to run up to their best performances. And it'll be nice to do some form on a good four as well.
You've been out at the stables all week, breakfast with the stars. Interesting chat from the Dave camp. Blinkers going on, and Willie Haggis saying from all the way back over in the UK, look, if this was a race at home, we probably wouldn't be running because of the track. Is that a little bit of gamesmanship, or are there genuine concerns heading into Saturday?
Genuine concerns. I spoke to them at the end of last Sydney Carnival and said to them, why don't you bring, you know, would he come back for a Cox Plate? Is that the sort of race that he would be, you know, likely to run in? And they said, no, we would definitely stick to autumn because of the weather and the fact that you're going to get a rain-affected track opposed to the spring in Melbourne where you wouldn't get those types of conditions. So they genuinely search for wet tracks. They're genuinely searching for the cut out of the ground. And he showed that in his form. I mean, if you cast your mind back to when he ran at early on in the season, it was the Prince of Wales Stakes. That was a good track, and he ran second behind Lord North. And then he went to and ran in the Duneside Cup, and that was a soft track, and he won. And then he won the Champion Stakes, of course, at Ascot, and he won. So he loves to get his toe into the ground, and that's what's his biggest asset. And I think he's a much better horse on a wet track as opposed to he's a pretty good horse on a good track. So that's what they're talking about.
He's going to be fitter for his first up run where he got beaten by Very Elegant. But is it advantage Very Elegant because of the track on Saturday?
Yep, definitely. Yeah, definitely advantage Very Elegant. And I think that you just love to see it not be too firm for him. And I don't think Rambert will get too firm. I think if we are on a good four, it's going to be, you know, there's still going to be a touch of cut in the ground. It'll probably be better than what he faced up against at Rose Hill. But it does advantage her because she's just as good a horse on a wet track as she is on a good track. So it's really, he's a little bit more one-dimensional, whether she's got a few different little scenarios and tricks up her sleeve. But there's other elements to the race as well. You've got horses like Moanga, who I know he's much better on a good track, so you're going to see him perform at his very best. Then you've got a horse like Mugatu, who's getting back on top of the ground, ready for the 2,000 metres. And, of course, the Dragonet. I mean, he did probably beat not a top field in the Tancred last start, but his work on Tuesday morning was excellent. So it's not a one-horse race or a two-horse race. I think there's a few other elements to it this time around.
Well, it's going to be an intriguing race. So if there is to be an upset, who does it come from?
Oh, I reckon the three-year-old Moanga. If there was an upset, I think Moanga could, if he gets, I don't think there's any reason why they don't test him against these types of horses. If he can position himself a little bit closer on a better deck, show that turn of speed that he did in the Randwick Guineas, he could cause an upset. But Very Elegant, the horse to beat, in my opinion, with the track heading in the good range.
The stablemate Favourite Moon is also the favourite in the Sydney Cup. Firm conditions, is that a concern, or is Favourite Moon more adept on a good track?
Yeah, he's more versatile. He's definitely more versatile than, say, a horse like Aday. But I think that even though he's favourite at the moment, I think that you have to remember the run of Realm of Flowers and just go back and watch that replay. Mm. Oh, she should have won. she really should have won, and she looks as though she's absolutely flying. And when I saw her when she ran second in the Mannion Cup, I thought she looked absolutely amazing, and she's just kicking over really nicely. So I would be much more keen on a horse like Realm of Flowers than I would be Favourite Moon, even though the reports from the stable say that he's flying and that he's really improved and he's enjoying the one-on-one attention. So looks like a great race. There's a couple of other chances. Of course, you look at a horse like Spirit Ridge, who's, he just has needed his runs to keep him up to the mark. He's not out of a race like this. And Rondinella, she's peaking at the right time as well. So there's a couple of, you know, there's a couple more contenders. If you like something in the race, I wouldn't say they're completely out of it. But I just thought Realm of Flowers' run in the Mannion Cup was excellent. And if she steps up in that type of look and the way that she paraded and the way that she was sort of going in that race, I reckon she's going to be right in the finish.
It's a typical Sydney Cup, 550 the field in the markets. The Queen of the Turf, another Group 1, Probabil, $2.50 favourite. And look, if you put a pen through the All-Star Mile, really $2.50 could be a good price for her on Saturday. Do you have any concerns with her back on a good track at Randwick after the run in the All-Star Mile?
No, not at all. She's just such a consistent mare, isn't she? And we all know how much she dislikes wet tracks, so as soon as she gets back onto a better track, I expect her to bounce back into contention. That trial that she trialled up at Randwick on the 9th of April, that was a heavy track, but she still looked as though she got through it okay. So we've got a really good wet tracker in that, like Colette, and she's going to be disadvantaged by the fact the track's drying out. And there's a few other horses in there as well, All Saints Eve, Boyer. They prefer getting a bit of cut in the ground. Nibbly's still a very underrated mare. She's absolutely flying this preparation. She did a good job in the Emancipation as well. She was a little bit big in condition still and that gap between runs, so she'll be topping off nicely. But the class in the field is definitely Probabil.
Yeah. The Oaks is going to be intriguing. What do you make of Modafilia backing up? And then the Boom Kiwi, Amaralina. Had a chat to Jamie Richards a little earlier this morning. There's an air of confidence there. Hungry Hearts back in form. Harmony Rose, gallant last start. And I don't think you want to rule out Duos after its win last start, and even Impecunious. It's a cracking addition of the Oaks.
Yeah, brilliant addition of the Oaks. And I think that you'll be seeing some, out of all of this field, you'll be seeing a lot of these fillies going forward into next preparation and being really competitive in their next in weight for age races. I think with Montefilia, I just always go back to David Payne. If he didn't think she stayed the trip, he wouldn't be backing her up and running her. Obviously, there's going to be some slight concerns because I know that Hugh Bowman was meant to ride her. He was sort of loosely booked to ride her, and he's obviously not riding her. He's staying with Duas after the Adrian Knox last start. So I'm not convinced to put a complete line through her. She's got a lot of class, and her class can take her a long way. The Kiwi, I don't know a great deal about it, but on all of her replays, she looks so, so impressive. And that last out performance in the New Zealand Oaks, you would think would be able to win this race. But it is a lot stronger and there is a lot more depth in this race than there has been in previous years. Harmony Rose is an absolute star. Again, is she going to be able to run the 2400 metres? We'll only find that out on Saturday. The horses that will run the 2400 metres are Douay and Bargain. They look like they run it every day of the week. And I thought Bargain was actually better than Douay in that last Adrian Knox stakes. So Hungry Heart doesn't stop there. There's so many chances, but it will all be who looks the best for me on the day. But there is, if you like something again in that field, there's so many great types and great chances in that race.
Yeah, you've got to be listening to Lizzie on 7 and Sky Thoroughbred Central for the final word after the horses are in the Mannion. Now, I'll be very interested to get your thoughts on the Percy Sykes with the two-year-old. She, Nash Marty, looks absolutely stunning, and gee, Dave Eustace and Kira Maher are very, very buoyant every time they talk about Crystal Bound as well.
Oh, I think this is another one that's going to be a difficult race, because I saw Crystal Bound gallop at Randwick on Tuesday and had her walking around the parade ring, and amazing looking filly. She's got everything in all the right places. She looks a bit like Loving Gabby. She's got a lot of strength through her hindquarters, lovely deep girth. She bounces around. She's still quite new as well, everything she can see, she's absorbing the surroundings, and she had a good look around Randwick on Tuesday, but that will do her so much good coming out of that gallop going into Saturday for the Percy Sykes. And then you've got that beautiful filly, Najmati. She also is a great type who hasn't done anything wrong. You can't knock her at all. She won on the Kensington track, then went down to Caulfield and won the Redoutes. And she looks a complete professional and has done it from the back, wide. You know, she's covered ground and she's found the line strongly in both of her races. So I love both of those two fillies. That's going to be a difficult race. But I think I do think it's between those two at this stage.
Mm. All right, Lizzie, it's going to be another mouth-watering afternoon, day two of the championships. Is there another horse that you're looking forward to on Saturday we haven't mentioned?
No, I don't think so. I think that we've covered them all. It's going to be a great day. Oh, I'm so excited. I probably am over-travelling at the moment, aren't I, getting a bit excited. It's only Thursday, Lizzie.
Well, put the tongue tie on, the pacifiers, and cool your jets for a day or two, and we'll see you Saturday. Look see forward to your thoughts with Gator on Saturday morning, and then all of your wonderful work on the box.
Thanks so much, Michael. Thanks.
Good on you, Lizzie. Lizzie Jelf's joining us there.